Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Kevin Robinson, YieldHub's Vice President of Operations, and was recently appointed Head of Sales for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. With over 23 years of experience as a test engineer in the semiconductor industry, Kevin brings a wealth of knowledge and dedication to his dual role. At YieldHub, Kevin leads both sales and operations teams, playing a crucial role in delivering top-notch experiences to UK and European customers. Welcome to the podcast, Kevin.
Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for having me here.
So, Kevin, what originally brought you to semiconductors?
That's a great question. I originally was interested to get into microelectronics, and my father was an electrician, so I did a degree in electrical and electronic engineering, and I didn't actually know a huge amount about semiconductors. And we were doing some work placements, and I had the opportunity to do an interview, and I just took it as interview practice, and I got the job. And so I started working in semiconductors, and I've never looked back since.
That's a great story. Yeah, you know, I have a similar experience. I got several job offers, and then a semiconductor company interviewed me, and they said, well, why should we hire you? And I said, well, I already have three offers. Why should I, you know, listen to you? And they got really interested and gave me a better offer. So, a lot of people in this industry don't necessarily intend to be in semiconductors, but we ended up here anyway.
Right? Yes.
So what brought you to YieldHub?
I think from quite early in my career in semiconductors, I was very lucky in that one of the designers who I was working alongside took the time to teach me about how much meaning there was in data. And a lot of my career, and pretty much really the all of my career, has been about semiconductor data and understanding the value that we have in these little data files that we pass around, in these huge data files that go all around the world, and really understanding how to get value out of data. And this, it's almost this magical thing that these pieces of equipment generate these files and generate all these ones and zeros, and we can find so much information there. And it's a very creative thing, I find, doing data analysis. And so for me to end up working in a company that makes systems that allow you to manage and analyze data, it just seems like where I was supposed to end up, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about the semiconductor industry today versus when I started 40 years ago is there's so much data, right? There's just so much data. And the analysis of that data, you know, how you analyze it, really is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think so much data, it's a blessing and a curse these days, because some people really are drowning in the data. But being able to get such deep insights, and then having the information to correlate with to prove whatever kind of hypothesis you want to propose, it's really, really an exciting time to be in the industry.
Yeah, I agree. So can you give us an overview of what yield management is?
Absolutely. So when you start manufacturing semiconductors, the different processes that are involved within semiconductor manufacturing, such as photolithography, implants, using furnaces, these different chemical and physics properties conflict with each other. And because of that, there is actually no way you can guarantee by manufacturer 100% yield. Therefore, all semiconductor products must be tested, and they are generally tested multiple times during the manufacturing process, and the processes are monitored by collecting test data, and test becomes a gatekeeper of quality. And so then you end up in the world of big data. The phrase big data was first coined in the semiconductor industry, meaning data that was too large to fit on a desktop PC, and now is vastly larger than that. And so the management of all of this, of these vast quantities of data, the analysis of that data, and the the information that you get out of there that to allow you to manage the yield and the quality of your products. That's what yield management is all about.
Right. Yeah, good explanation. So why should semiconductor companies prioritize establishing a yield management system so early?
So this is something that we've been working with a number of companies on, and we've seen good examples of the best approach, and we've seen some unfortunate examples where people have not necessarily followed best practice. And what we've been putting together this message to explain why it's important to put your yield management system in place early. And it's a lot about customer confidence. With the kinds of companies we're speaking to here, you're disrupting the market. You're there with a new product, whether you're within a large company or a startup, and your new product there is disruptive. It's changing things. And you've got to ask, why have your customers got confidence in you? Why have they got confidence that you're able to supply your product? So by putting your yield management system in place early, you can show to your customers that you have a professional approach to this product data. We've just been talking about how important data is, how much data is around. It's very important that the way you approach that data, your customers can see that that's professional. Bringing all your data together into one place, making that data accessible to all of your people that need it, and potentially your partners, your customers as well. Something that's becoming increasingly important in the industry is to have traceability of products. And this is in two aspects. One is from new product introduction, the characterization, the reliability test data, being able to trace the lifetime of the product line into production and beyond, but also the individual die, the individual devices into the PCBs, and being able to trace that through manufacturing and then into recycling, which is becoming increasingly important. Having these kinds of things in place early means that you're not having to play catch up at the critical times while you're launching your business. This allows you to achieve or even exceed industry best practice. And that means that your customers have more confidence in you, and that market penetration you're trying to get can actually be helped by having the system in place early.
That's interesting. You know, we've been working with Yield Hub for 4 years, but you guys have been, you know, in business for close to 20 years now. I think your 20th year is coming up. I mean, you have so much experience and, you know, so much knowledge. So when you talk to customers, what do you compete with? Is it companies developing their own yield management systems?
Primarily, yes. I mean, we have direct competitors in the industry, but I would say the largest competition is companies looking to develop their own systems. And it's always an interesting thing because what companies often see is that this problem they're trying to solve today, this person who's really bright and knows how to use Python or something like this, they can solve today's problem quite quickly, and therefore why do they need to go out and spend money? But what they find over time, maybe in 1 or 2 years' time, is developing your own system, the whole thing takes teams of tens of people with the right experience and knowledge and years to build up, and places huge pressure on IT groups then being able to manage the security of what these individual engineers are doing, which can be very inventive, but isn't necessarily fitting in with the culture that of security that IT need. And then there's the financial kind of open question when companies are developing their own systems, and that, again, it can seem like lower cost in the short term. Yeah, this guy's just developing it, he's taking care of it. But as that system grows, you end up with one or two people being a bottleneck, and you have this case as the company then tries to grow, that the one or two experts in your data are then actually more getting in the way of the wider scope of the things a company wants to do, because they're always a little focused on what their own personal priorities are. And this is really what we see as the biggest competition, and we try to help people with this message that actually bringing in more of a mature system that's going to solve not only your needs for today but longer into the future is a much safer bet, and it's a clearer picture for management of the risk in the company.
Yeah, I've seen this through my career as well, and it's sometimes it's just we wait until their homegrown system breaks, and then it's a catastrophic issue. But most companies can envision scaling their company and working with yield management professionals or other professionals in the given field is quite important. So what potential risks do companies face if they don't prioritize this?
So I think this is a key question, is that the risk of not having your yield management system or platform in place early is that one thing that will definitely happen as you move into production, your volumes of data will build up. And at some point, engineers become swamped with that data. Unfortunately, what can often happen at the same time is you're ramping up a new product in a very complex industry, and you can also have a critical yield or quality problem at the same time. And you're not able now to access all of the data. You're not able to see the whole picture. And so at this point where you're trying to supply to your first customers, you have your first supply problem, and you're not actually able to manage this sudden new ramp of data. All of these things are going on at the same time in a typical new semiconductor product. These risks all come together in that early production phase. So it's a very, very risky phase. This results in extreme pressure from management if you're unlucky enough to be caught in one of these situations, where delivery problem either through extremely low yield or through a quality problem, the new customer will immediately be very, very unhappy and untrusting about what's going on there. And you're not able to see all of the information because some of the data's here and some of the data's there, and this computer's not large enough, that server's full. This is the kind of situation, unfortunately, we see companies coming to us, and it's an extremely urgent situation, and then it's kind of all hands to the pump. And at this point, the company then who's reaching out for help isn't able to take the time and evaluate and actually choose who they want to work with. They often just have to work with the first potential solution they find because of the urgency of their situation.
Yeah, well stated. So what's the best case scenario for semiconductor companies?
So the best case scenario is looking ahead to where your product line and your company risks are coming from, and that critical risk period during early production, and then setting up your project to be earlier than that. So you put your platform in place before you have that production, so that if those other risks, which potentially can be catastrophic to a product line or even a business, if they were to start to show themselves, you're already prepared. You already have your system, your platform in place to have a much smoother journey. Now, as your production data arrives, and even your new product introduction data, as that arrives, it's automatically managed by a platform. Data's processed. The system automatically checks the data for known potential problems. And the engineers now are really focused on value-added activities. The engineers can be focused on ramping that yield the extra few percent to increase your gross margin earlier, rather than being focused on just finding the data. And every piece of data from new product introduction all the way into production is available. And when your customer wants to audit you and wants to ask about some details about your qualification lots, the data is all there at your fingertips. The questions are all easy. Now your customers can they can almost feel a different calmness and confidence in the company And so they're ready to place orders from you because they can say you're ready to deliver.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. So if I was to take home one piece of advice from this podcast, what would it be?
I think the key piece of advice, and I share this, the same advice to people in all walks of life, is look to utilize existing expertise. You don't need to reinvent something that's already invented. Go and find the experts out there who can help you in this area, and do so in a timely manner where you've got time to look around and find who are the experts that I want to work with. I think that's really the key advice.
That's good advice for a lot of things, but yield certainly. So one final question, Kevin, how do customers normally engage with Yield Hub?
It's another great question. And the usual starting point, actually, a lot of our customers come to us through people moving companies and things, as you would expect, and know who to contact. If you don't know who to contact, of course, go to yieldhub.com and contact us there. But what we do from that point forward, from when we're contacted through whichever means, is the first thing we'd like to do is have a discovery call with you. And this is where we'll have a salesperson on there who's very friendly and isn't scary, and we'll have a technical person. And we want to listen to what you're trying to do with your data. Where's your product at? Where's your business at? We love hearing about our customers' technology. There's such interesting technology out in the marketplace. Then we can give you a demo to show some of the things in Yield Hub that are addressing and servicing the needs that you have. So they can be very targeted, so we don't take a lot of your time up, and really show you something interesting. From that point, we can make sure, you know, did we really show you the things you're interested in? We can develop the solution. And there may be a little sort of back and forth, give budgetary quotes. And from this point, we're ready to move into a trial. And so you try out Yield Hub, and we'll have different types of trials, just a quick try with your data into full licensed periods of time, where it's a set number of months where you actually fully have Yield Hub running live with your data on a paid basis. After that, we're into production, and we have the onboarding process to make sure that all of our customers are getting a return on investment when they use our yield management platform.
Makes complete sense. Thank you, Kevin, for your time. Great conversation, and I hope to speak with you again on another topic.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being on.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.